أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today, as we continue to journey through the hadith, the sayings of the Prophet and his infallible progeny, may God's peace and blessings be upon all of them, we focus our attention on another tradition in the beauties of understanding the Quran and for us to be able to develop a closer affinity and love and connection to the words of Allah embodied within the noble Quran. And today the tradition that we want to spend a few minutes on comes to us again from the noble messenger, the Prophet Muhammad, may God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family, in which he shares with us the importance of not only learning the Quran, but actually being a teacher of this glorious book to other people. And in the tradition, the Prophet says the following: "The best of those amongst you is the one who learns the Quran and then teaches it to others." We see that one of the traditions amongst the Muslims since the beginning of time, since the beginning of the descent of the noble Quran onto the heart of the blessed Prophet Muhammad, may God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family, is that when he would receive revelation, he would in turn obviously go towards his companions, those associates who were around him who were truthful to the message, and he would teach them what he was receiving from Allah. Obviously either directly from Allah or via the angel of revelation, the angel Jibra'il, peace be upon him. And, you know, subsequently, once the companions and those individuals around the messenger were taught the Quran, then they would go on to teach it to their family, to their friends, to people who were coming into the religion of Islam. And this is a tradition that has continued for 14 generations, for 14 centuries, rather, that as a community, we ensure that we ourselves learn the Quran, and at this level, we're merely talking about the recitation of the Quran, to learn the rules of Arabic pronunciation, of the rules of recitation of the Quran. And then we make it a habit to ensure that our children are taught the Quran, to make sure that those within our community, maybe those who are coming into Islam from another tradition, are taught the Quran. Those who really have a desire to want to recite the Book of Allah in its native language, in the Arabic, are taught the Quran. And here the Prophet tells us in beautiful terms that the best of us, the best of believers, at this level, are those individuals who learn the Quran themselves and then go forth to teach it to others. Because really, there is no comparison to reciting the Quran in Arabic and then trying to recite it or read it in a translational form. Definitely, the translations are great if we don't understand the Arabic to be able to gauge a very rudimentary level of understanding of the verses. But the beauty of the Quran, the beauty of the speech of Allah actually comes to us when we recite the Quran in its native Arabic. And we hear, you know, very many beautiful recitations that take place that are available, you know, on the internet. You can stream, you can listen to. And when you hear these beautiful recitations from men and women who have beautiful voices, who have learned the Quran from the teachers of the Quran, one can really become inspired and moved to tears by hearing the Quran. Indeed, as Allah tells us in the Quran, that had He sent the Quran onto a mountain, that you would have seen the mountain crumble and crush, just completely annihilate itself out of the fear and the awe of Allah. And so if a mountain could have this impact, then the heart of a believer should be also in a mode of receptivity to hear the beautiful verses being recited and to be moved. And to be moved to tears, and to be moved to want to be able to connect closer to Allah. And especially in this blessed month of Ramadan, where we are reciting the Quran on a daily basis, spending maybe a few hours a day, let us also maybe take an opportunity, if we have that time, and we have people who need to learn the Quran, to spend a little while in this blessed month of Ramadan to teach others the Book of Allah. And as the Prophet says, that this would make us one of the best of people, are those who learn and then go ahead to teach the Quran to others. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Oh.